Today we're going to talk about Sue Johnson's book, Hold Me Tight, which you're not going to want to miss because it offers really amazing insights on how to improve your romantic relationships. She talks about attachment theory and emotionally focused therapy, which helps couples learn to communicate better and break those negative patterns and build those deeper connections. I'm going to give you some expert tips and some amazing quotes, because I love them, and teach you about the infinity loop, which is going to help you finally break conflict cycles within your marriage and create a deeper, more fulfilling relationship. Hey parents, welcome to Fulfillment Therapy. Do you want to raise your kids better and have a stronger marriage? Are you up late at night researching marriage and parenting tools and self-care tips? Do you start each day hoping for deeper connections and less chaos, but it ends with family arguments and going 12 different directions again? My name's Kendra, wife, mom, therapist, and growth enthusiast. It wasn't until I discovered how to fulfill my unmet needs that I was finally able to show up as my best self, as a spouse and parent. I realized that by meeting my needs, I could more fully meet the needs of my family with more energy and less resentment. In this podcast, I teach parents skills like boundary setting, prioritizing personal needs, communication, and claiming ownership. Just like my clients, you'll be shocked by the improvement in your marriage, parenting, and personal life when you focus on fulfilling your important, unmet needs. Ready to prioritize yourself so you can quit mentally throat-punching people? Then grab those earbuds and head outside, and let's rock and talk. Welcome back to another episode of Fulfillment Therapy. We are on episode 101, and I'm actually doing this in the future before I do episode 100, since there's so many things involved in that. But hopefully, actually, I'm going to use a law of attraction here and a growth mindset and all of the things, and just assume that it went really well and that you loved all the videos that were posted. You loved the discounts and all of the giveaways, and you utilized those. I'm not entirely sure yet what I post, but it's going to be 24 hours or 48 hours of the deals that I posted, and that you took advantage of that because, you know, 100 episodes doesn't come around again. So that is your one time. I thought about that 100th episode for a very long time. So I hope you enjoyed learning again about humor therapy and laughter and lightening up and having fun and celebrating. It was a lot of fun to do all the things that I did, even the preparatory work, because like I said, I'm recording this now in the past. So it was a long process. But if you haven't seen those things, you'll definitely want to go to the show notes and join one of our groups or access it on Instagram or Facebook, because there are a lot of videos you will love to see. You will see me, all sides of me, the mischievous side, the pesky side, the weird side, hopefully the cute, enduring side as well, but you'll have to determine that. All right, today I really wanted to talk about EFT. I've mentioned that a lot. I've been trained in that. I think I've had several trainings in it throughout my career, and it's something that's really resonated with me, along with attachment theory. And Sue Johnson uses both of these extensively in her research, in her counseling, and in her book, Hold Me Tight. Now, Hold Me Tight is a book that I recommend to all of my clients, especially when I'm working with couples, because it really helps them understand better how to connect. Well, I have found sometimes the book is not quite enough. So I'm creating worksheets, and I will be creating some infographics for you to use that it will break it down easier for you. So that's what this episode is all about, helping you through those negative cycles, those conflict cycles that keep you stuck in this negative loop over and over. And that's what she calls the infinity cycle, like this eternal cycle that you just keep playing. Or another way she refers to it is the dance. So it's a dance, it's a pattern, it's a cycle. And you're both engaged in this and it never changes. So that's, again, the definition of insanity, right? But before I go more into that, I just want to remind you about there only being a couple weeks left, maybe not even that, to sign up for Fulfillment Therapy. It might already be fully filled, it might be shut down, but if you are hoping for that last spot, you better jump in very quickly if it's not closed already. Also, utilize anything that's still available from that 100th episode, if it's still available, depending on when you're listening to this, by accessing the show notes and contacting us or going to fulfillmenttherapy.org. Some of those things may be there, but they will definitely be on our Facebook group and on Instagram. Both of those are Fulfillment Therapy, but again, go to the show notes and just click the link. And if you don't know where the show notes are, when you click on this episode, you can scroll down on your phone and all the show notes will be there. All the ways to contact me and all the notes from each episode that I have. All right, let's get back to the episode. Episode 101, called From Conflict to Connection, Applying Sue Johnson's Wisdom to Stop Conflict Cycles in Marriage. I'm so excited to teach you about this cycle, by the way, because the main reason I decided to do this is because of what it did for me. I distinctly remember doing a training where I was shadowing a colleague, and he sat me down and he told me about EFT, which I hadn't heard about before, called emotionally focused therapy. And he told me exactly how he explained it to his clients and how he used it with all of his clients to help them break those conflict patterns. And that was so pivotal to me. I'm like, wow, this is so simple, but really important. And I took that and I applied it to my own marriage. And then I started teaching it to my couples. And it really is transformational if you do the steps. So I'm going to put a basic worksheet in the show notes for you to use, and then I will design those infographics in the future so that you can understand that and have those refreshers whenever you need it. I do want to say quickly before I go into the training part of it that it's so important to normalize marriage problems. I notice that people don't really want to talk about it. I don't know if they feel like it's a loyalty thing, but if we keep talking like there's no problems, we're not real people, we don't have any conflict, then we're not giving an accurate portrayal of reality. And our kids might even begin to think that a marriage should be conflict-free. Now, what I've seen with my clients is when it is conflict-free, it just means one partner is not confident enough to share their building resentments. And then over time, they just completely explode. So if there's no conflict, I always wonder what's going on behind the scenes, especially for maybe one partner that might be being bulldozed or just has emotional trauma that they're not able to express themselves, even if the other person wants them to. So let's normalize that we all have problems in our marriage. Now, maybe for some of you, it's a little bit easier. Like, this is not as challenging. Maybe you have a spouse that's just incredibly laid back and never gets bent out of shape. Or whatever it might be, that's not something that's that difficult for you. Well, even if that is you, I promise that this episode will help. And for the rest of us that have bigger struggles sometimes, that aren't really quite sure how to navigate that conflict, this is the episode for you. Okay, I'm going to give you a brief rundown of Sue Johnson's book. So in Hold Me Tight, she really focuses, like I said, on attachment theory and emotionally focused therapy. And I'm just going to call that EFT from now on. She is a renowned clinical psychologist, and she's also an author, and she very much helped develop emotionally focused therapy. So that's kind of her baby and the lens that she looks through things as a counselor. So you might not know what either of those things are. Attachment theory, especially with that couples therapy lens, it looks at how our childhood attachment affects our adult relationships. Like, how did you attach to your caregivers? because this will very much affect how you attach to your spouse. It helps us as therapists understand how and why the partners interact like they do, how they communicate, why they are bonding the way that they are with their spouse. So that information can then be used to help them resolve their conflicts and create more secure connections and a healthier relationship. That's a very watered down explanation of it. So the key component I feel in EFT that was really pivotal for me was the infinity loop. So imagine an infinity symbol, like a sideways eight. And I've talked about this before. This is just a visual example of partners' emotional responses and behaviors and how they interact to either strengthen their bond or weaken their bond. So I want you to picture the last conflict that you had in your marriage. In that conflict, was your relationship strengthened or was that bond weakened? So we are talking about this cycle. The thing that I really love about EFT is it focuses not on like, oh, this is my husband's fault. He did this, he did that. It talks about the dance being the bad thing or the cycle or that pattern. Like that is the culprit. That is the bad guy. It's not the wife. It's not the husband. It's the pattern that's the problem. And patterns can be broken. Cycles can be changed. Dances can be altered. The point of this is to interrupt that negative cycle and change it to something more positive. And this is surprisingly easy when you break it down. And that's why I like counseling so much, because there's a third party there to help you go through the steps and also keep you accountable, give you homework and say, okay, I want you to practice this week. Every time a conflict comes up, I want you to set a timer for 10 minutes, and I want you to go through these steps, and then I want you to come back and report back on how it went, and if you stuck to the steps, and what the result is, until it becomes your new cycle. All right, you ready to hear what those steps are? They're quite simple, but not something that you might intuitively do. Here's the first question that you would respond to. When we are not getting along, I feel blank. So I have a link in the show notes with all of these things, but also a link for the feelings wheel. It's just feelingswheel.com. And I want you to pick 2 to 4 feelings. So you write those out. You both write them out. So list 2 to 4 feelings that you're feeling. And then the next part is, what I then do is, so it has a list of behaviors, some examples. And here are some of the examples. What I then do is engage in criticizing or blaming or manipulation to get you to do what I really want you to do or I need you to do. Yelling, attacking, begging, demanding, pointing out faults, explaining repeatedly, withdrawing, refusing to communicate. Maybe you get really logical and rational, or maybe you get really emotional. Maybe you try to fix the problem, so you go into problem-solving mode, or you get very defensive. Maybe you justify your actions, or you counterattack, or whatever it is. You can pick your own. But you should get a general idea of the things that people do in that scenario and what you might do. All right, the next part is, I behave as I do, hoping that I'll get blank. Now, this requires some self-reflection, and not all clients are very good at self-reflection. But what is it that you feel like you want the most in this scenario? Like many of my clients, they say, I'm hoping that I'll get some tenderness or some validation or some understanding. I'm hoping that he'll see me and that we'll be able to connect. I'm hoping that he'll help me and help me not feel so alone. Examine that a little bit, and that might take you a little bit more time to really understand what it is that you're hoping to get. And then it says, but when I do this, you seem to blank. So that above behavior that I just mentioned, whenever you do that behavior that doesn't actually get you what you wanted because it wasn't done in a productive way, what happens as a result? So go right back to those behaviors. I notice that when I do one of these negative behaviors, then you follow up with this negative behavior. And again, you're thinking holistically about this pattern in these cycles that you have. For example, a lot of my clients, one is a pursuer, one is a withdrawer. So as one person comes at them and keeps engaging and criticizing, then the other might withdraw and refuse to communicate. Or it could be vice versa, or maybe you're both engaging and it gets more and more escalated. Now I want you to write, when you do this, I feel blank. So we're going right back to the feelings wheel. So you're breaking down the pattern of what is happening. Behavior, feeling, behavior, feeling. So what happens at this point is you are able to see a pattern emerge. These behaviors don't work. Instead, we get stuck in a conflict cycle that upsets both parties and it keeps on repeating. So now here's the question. Well, what do we do to change that negative cycle into a positive cycle and de-escalate as a couple? This is important stuff that I am teaching, my friends. If you utilize this information, this will completely transform your marriage. Do you understand the golden nugget that I'm giving you, or Sue Johnson is giving you right here? I really hope you utilize it, and I can't wait to hear what you learn. I recommend my clients print this out and use it regularly, and get some accountability if you want that. I offer one-on-one coaching currently with prices very similar to the current counseling rate, but mine is more of a life coaching approach because it's more solution-focused. Anyway, or anyone, if you want to go to an EFT counselor, there are many different ways that you can do that. All right, now back to how to change that negative cycle to a positive one, how to de-escalate. All right, so we break it down. When I am upset by you, when we are not getting along, I feel blank. So use that feelings wheel again. So this might be scared, frightened, like I want to protect myself, or feeling anxious or not heard, maybe not feeling important or valued, whatever these things are, there's lots of feelings. Now, this is the other part that's important. What if when we were having difficulty, I told you that I blank? And I'm going to give you some examples. And I want you to just imagine getting in the habit with your spouse of instead swallowing your snarky words and saying these things instead. They're going to be transformational, so pay attention. I'm going to read that above sentence again. What if when we were having difficulty, I told you that I acknowledge our negative cycle and my contribution to it? I recognize that we are interconnected and that my actions affect you. I express a desire for closeness and safety instead of distance and disconnection. I take proactive steps to alleviate the negative cycle and prioritize our relationship. I commit to avoiding behaviors that hurt or escalate our conflicts. I request mutual de-escalation so that we can reconnect and have that emotional safety. I assure you of my commitment to de-escalate, even if you're not ready. I acknowledge your need to feel safe and secure in our relationship. I shift focus from self-protection to prioritizing our mutual well-being. I acknowledge and validate your emotions, even when I'm also upset. I express a genuine desire for your happiness and well-being. I affirm the importance of our relationship and my commitment to its protection. I recognize the importance of trust and strive to be trustworthy in our interactions. My friends, do you not realize how transformational this would be if we start actually trying to say some of these things, pulling out that list each time, going through this, and not allowing ourselves to over-communicate in ineffective ways that are part of our negative cycle, our conflict cycle, but instead follow it up with something like this and end the conversation. Because at this point, what happens, there's this next step that says, when I see you calming down and de-escalating and reassuring me of your affection, I feel blank. So you're going right back to that feelings wheel. Isn't it amazing sometimes how less communication is often more effective? So you can just simply go through these steps and promise each other that maybe say for 1 month, you're only going to use this outline when there's conflict, and you're going to commit to following the steps and biting your tongue for the sake of the marriage, for the sake of your family members, for peace and tranquility in the home. You're going to just follow these steps and bite your tongue and show some humility and see what happens. Experiment upon the word, experiment upon this exercise, and see what the fruits are. Now, that being said, do I always do these things? Absolutely not. Was there a reason I wanted to talk about the infinity loop? Absolutely. I forget about these things all the time, so I am recommitting right now to printing these things off and making an infographic for you guys and for myself so that I can put this up, probably in our bedroom where most of our arguments occur, and remind myself to humbly follow these steps and commit to each other to do so. Again, not just for our own sake, but for the sake of the family, for the sake of the marriage, the collective whole. Especially when you hear those words, like, I can feel this internal softening within me. Like, I acknowledge our negative cycle and my contribution to it. I acknowledge your need to feel safe and secure in a relationship. Obviously, we won't use these exact things, but this is the way I could condense it the most. Where I recognize the importance of trust, and I'm going to strive to be trustworthy in our interactions. Or I desire that closeness too, and that safety. And I recognize that I've been part of that distance and disconnection, and I'm committed to changing that. All of those things that I said, it's just amazing the power of words, for good or ill. How are you using your power? Oh, so amazing, isn't it? Those golden, beautiful nuggets. And I do have to add a quick disclaimer. Sometimes clients are emotionally stunted, and this is really hard for them to access their feelings. If that is the case with you, this might be a little more challenging for one of their partners. And if it's not working, there might be some blocks or barriers that need to be explored with a counselor. That's an important piece if you're getting stuck. Okay, I'm going to give you super quickly 3 quotes and 5 main tips that you can do to transform your marriage. Okay? Quote number 1. The dance of love requires 2 partners moving in harmony, attuned to the other's needs and emotions. So all we talked about today was about needs and emotions and how to communicate in a way that will connect rather than separate. Quote number 2. Emotional closeness is the foundation of a secure and fulfilling relationship. I know for a while there, the school of thought is that it had to be very rational and emotionless. Well, that's just not true. We don't form secure connections unless we have that emotional peace and that vulnerability. Quote number 3. When we feel safe to express our vulnerabilities, we create opportunities for deeper intimacy and connection. And that's exactly what we all want, right? That deeper intimacy and greater connection. All right, here are your 5 quick main tips. Prioritize emotional connection. That is number 1. So make time to connect emotionally with your partner daily and express that love and appreciation and understanding. Also do that weekly with dates. If you're not proactive about this, it's not going to happen. Number 2 is practice active listening. Listen to your partner's feelings or your spouse's feelings and their concerns without judgment and validate their experience while showing empathy. This is one we can all work on. I know I can work on that because we have such a history of reactivity that it's hard to change that pattern. Number 3, foster vulnerability. Share your own emotions and vulnerabilities with that softer tone and that softer heart to create a safe space for mutual openness and acceptance. Number 4, break negative cycles. Recognize and interrupt those negative patterns or that dance or that cycle and replace them with positive communication and behaviors. I know, easier said than done. And last but not least, seek professional help when needed. Sometimes you're going to have some blocks and barriers, and that is okay. Get help. Recognize that we all need help, and that is okay. My last little thing is I decided through all of this, as I'm relearning and restudying and recommitting, I'm stuck in that infinity loop. I'm stuck in that conflict pattern, that cycle. So I'm committing today to changing and doing better for my husband. It's actually his birthday today. So I'm going to make an infographic and I'm going to type out these steps in this worksheet and I'm going to give that to him for a gift. Now, maybe some of your spouses would not enjoy that gift, but my husband very much will appreciate the attempt to improve our marriage and our family culture, and this proactive approach where I can say, I'm committing to do these steps for 1 month with you and trying this out and just sticking to this script or this worksheet until we can change that conflict cycle. I'm pretty sure he's going to love it. I did get him some other stuff too, but I'll let you know how it goes in the future. Here are the main takeaways. Your emotional responsiveness is so important in a relationship. When you validate each other's feelings, and when you recognize what behaviors you're engaging in, when you recognize that pattern and break it down, you can instead build a more secure attachment, a more secure bond that creates a safe place for that vulnerability and that empathy, so that you can have a healthier, stronger relationship that actually lasts. Can you imagine the impact that this will have in your family? The example that that will set for your children? I basically just gave you $1 million. I don't even want to say a million. I'll go so far as saying I just gave you $1 billion. Now, are you going to use it? Or are you going to bury it in your backyard and just maybe think about it here and there? Access these tools, my friends, because they will change your life. They will change your marriage. And they will create deeper, more fulfilling connections. In closing, don't forget to go to fulfillmenttherapy.org to sign up for all of our things, from one-on-one coaching to our retreats and all the other things. So check that out today. And go to the show notes to get this worksheet. And I will put the infographic link there, or I will post it on Instagram or Facebook. If you don't see it there, if it's not quite done, then check out one of those groups in order to find that, because those are the places that get all the free resources. So if you want those, you'll have to join one of those groups or follow me there for those free tools and techniques. All right, my friends, have an incredible week. I can't wait for you to use these tools and increase your fulfillment in life. Take care. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, chances are someone else would too. Would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who's looking for greater family fulfillment? And while you're sharing, tell me what you think about the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It refuels me when I hear this podcast is helping you, no matter what your house or your hair looks like. I'll meet you back here every Monday and Thursday morning for more episodes. Until then.